So yesterday we talked to Macy. Her boyfriend would do like baby talk. Now, she's not super, they're not super long dating. What am I trying to say? They haven't been dating a long time.
They haven't been
together long? Yeah, yeah. So they've only been dating this year. And she's like, okay, in private, it was kind of cute, whatever. And then he started doing it in public. And he started doing it.
She said it was cringy.
Yeah, cringy. And she said it to him. And he was like, ah, it's our thing. It's our thing.
She's like, 100% not our thing.
And she's like, it's not our thing.
And how do I let him know it's not our thing? Because he's kind of not hearing me when I said it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, and so we kind of said, hey, look, you got to do more than just say makes me feel uncomfortable. You got to make it clear that no, this is no. Don't stop doing this. Stop.
I know you're trying to win me over with that, but I'm not. Nuh-uh. I don't like that in public.
This is not my love language.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Because I would think that once a guy understands or a person understands that what you're doing doesn't make the person that it's doing the opposite of what you want it to do, you'd stop.
Yes, you're trying to impress upon your significant other. You're supposed to try to make them even more attractive to you.
So now we have
to you.
So now we have an update.
Yep. So I heard you both talking about my situation yesterday with my boyfriend who wouldn't stop using the baby voice on me. And honestly, I should have called in then because it all came to a head over the weekend.
Oh.
Oh. So remember how I said I'd asked him to stop?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were meeting his parents for dinner on Saturday. And here's a fun twist I didn't mention before. His dad is actually a manager at my job.
Oh.
Long story there. Anyway, we're at dinner. Things are going fine. And when it's time to order, he does it again.
What?
He orders for me in baby talk.
Oh.
In front of his parents.
What?
I was mortified. I tried to keep it together and gave him a little warning squeeze under the table. But
sure.
Then, and I kid you not, he booped me on the nose and said, "You're so cute when you're angry."
What is up with this guy? Wow.
His family laughed. I wanted to disappear.
Oh, my gosh.
I excused myself to go to the restroom and just left.
Oh, she just
she
ditched?
She left them all? Oh, I couldn't take it anymore. She said I texted him later that night, told him I can't do this, and we're done. And to make it even more awkward, I actually just turned in my 2 weeks at work yesterday because I can't handle working under his dad now. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
That was a cascade of... Wow.
That
okay.
Did not go anyway like I thought it might.
No.
Anyway, just wanted to give you an update. Say thanks for talking about it. Hearing everyone's reactions made me feel like I wasn't totally crazy for being over it. Thanks, all. Oh, my God.
Holy
she
cow.
She blew up her relationship and her job.
He had the audacity to do it in front of his parents, and then when she gave him, you know, because you like, well, give him like the nudge under the table, like, hey, quit, you know? And he goes, oh, boop.
He goes all in. He goes
all
in full throttle.
Wow.
Booping her on the nose, and you're so cute when you were angry.
Oh, boop, my boop. Gosh.
No. I think probably in his mind, that was his way of showing his parents how much he cared about her. Like, I'm really into this one. Right?
Yeah, maybe. Or
maybe the parents are like, oh, this is so sweet seeing our son.
Yeah,
so
relaxed with
somebody.
This new
yes.
person.
It's great because she works for dad. Oh, this is, oh no.
So she is now jobless and
she lit a match and blew it all up and walked away.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
just
you do what you gotta, yeah, you do what you gotta do, I guess.
I am out on everything. Okay.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, Macy, for the update. It sounds like we are a day late, dollar short with your group therapy, but.
All right.
Figured it out, so that's fine.
Exactly. Good. I'm glad that you figured out what direction you needed to go. And really, that's the purpose of approaching these situations.
Yes.
Therapy is to hopefully give you clarity to know
that's
which
right.
path you need to take.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, Macy. If anything else happens, just keep us posted. Thanks.
Oh, I hope Baby Talk Dude finds his perfect Baby Talk match.
Yeah, because clearly he thinks that that's still a thing. So
that's like a term of endearment. That is his, like, that's what he's looking for. Someone that's going to have like a secret special little language that they share.
Yep.
And that shows the world, this is my schmoopy.
Schmoopy boopy. You have the chicken fingers and fries.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Thank you for the update, Macy.